Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archtop Viber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is William Barr.
Hi, William. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Doing quite well. Thank you. What can I do for you today, William?
Well, I'd like to schedule an installation.
Okay. I can definitely help you with scheduling the installation. How do I spell your last name, please?
B-A-R-R.
Okay. Thank you. And can you do me a favor and verify your service address for me, please?
Yeah, my service address is 67 Livingston Street in Socrates.
Thank you. Okay, and so you are scheduling the install, or are we going to be bringing service over?
Well, I don't know. I guess bring service over. You're on my street now, I noticed.
Okay, so you're a new customer, correct?
I'm a new customer, yeah.
Okay, all right, no.
Pre-schedule or whatever you call it.
Yeah, no, the reason why I ask is because typically there are some customers that we do have to call out for to let them know, hey, you're able to be scheduled. So when you said I'd like to schedule an installation, I thought maybe you might be returning a call.
No.
All right. What is your service address once more for me, please?
67 Livingston Street, Socrates.
Thank you very much for that. And I do appreciate your patience as well.
No problem.
Okay. Gotcha. Here we are able to service as early as September 30th. So
okay.
We're not fully set up, but we are able to go ahead and get you in the system.
Good.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure that you were good to continue. And then is this location a home or a business?
It's a home. It's a residence.
Thank you. And were you familiar with any of our plans, or would you like me to go ahead and elaborate on some of them?
Yeah, I would like the one you've been advertising at the discount for $69.99, the 1 gig.
Yes.
1 mega.
It's one gig. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. And so the $69.99 price is actually when you sign up for AutoPay with paperless billing, and the AutoPay would be through your checking account, just so that you are aware.
Yeah. I don't have my routing number with me right now.
I do know that if you use mobile banking, you can access your information right from the banking app.
I do mobile banking, but not mobile banking. I do online banking.
Yes, so online, if you have the application for your bank for your smartphone?
I don't.
Okay, no worries. I'm sorry, can you repeat
that? No, I said I didn't have that.
Okay, no worries. We can always add it later.
That's what I was thinking when you come to install. Whatever.
Yes. Or even before that, you'll be able to, by the end of our talk today, you should be able to go ahead and set up your online account, and you would be able to set up the AutoPay that way as well.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. Okay, and how large is your home, if you don't mind me asking? The reason that I ask is because we determine typically if you may need a Wi-Fi extender. Anything larger than 2,500 square feet, usually we recommend 2 to 3 extenders.
It's 1,700 square feet.
Okay. All right. And Just so you know, we can always add it later on if you decide that, hey, I have some dead spots in my home that the router is not quite reaching. Typically, we do have the whole home Wi-Fi with the router, but in some cases, like my house, which is very old, my Wi-Fi signal does not reach the kitchen very well.
Yeah,
okay. So some building materials sometimes can also cause disruptions or a slowdown.
Yeah, my home is pretty old, too. It was built in 1850.
Oh, yeah, so it's 50 years older than mine.
Okay. Anyway, we'll see, huh?
Absolutely. And then were you interested in any home phone service?
No, No, thank you.
Okay. All right. And do you own or rent the property, please?
I own the property.
And how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Is it through the air, under the ground, or are you not sure?
It's through the air.
Okay.
Through the air. It's wires.
Yes, yes, absolutely. But no, what I meant was like when your electricity comes to your home, is it overhead from the poles directly to your house, or do they bury part of it under the ground from
the
pole?
It's all overhead.
Okay.
It's all overhead.
And is your billing address different than your service address?
I'm sorry,
what was that?
I said it was kind of a joke. It's not wireless.
Yeah. One day we will, I'm sure. They will figure that out and they will make everything wireless.
Okay, you asked about my billing address?
Yes, please. Is it the same as your service address?
It is.
Okay. All right. And William, it's a typical spelling for William.
Typical. Yep.
And then your last name you said was B as in boy, A as in apple, R as in Robert?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just making sure. And what is the best email address for you? This will be used as your login username for the online portal.
Okay. WD as in Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
BARR. At hotmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. And what is the best phone number for your account as you want on the primary?
My only phone number is 45-598-7770.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. And you did not want a secondary phone number on the account, correct?
I don't have a secondary phone. Nope.
Okay. That's what I figured. Okay. And then how may we contact you? We have the option for phone, email, or text.
Oh, let's do text.
Text? Okay, and mm-hmm. Just so that you are aware, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information, such as your install appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. And when you opt in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure mm-hmm. you, we only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that primarily, but you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
That's great. Thank you.
Perfect. Much appreciated. And then, of course, as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This does not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. What you can do is you can also opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so would automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to go through with the credit check?
You're going to need my Social Security number, right?
Indeed.
Will you get that anyway once we set up an account?
So, no. We only type it in the one time, and then that's it. It doesn't remain in our system. We just use it to see if you have a risk of not paying your bill, and that's all we use that for.
Okay. Well, I'll give it to you then.
Okay.
It's 513.
Oh, give me one moment. I'm not quite there yet.
No.
And I should be ready for it in just a moment.
Okay.
I do apologize. If you hear a couple moments of silence, I'm just
getting
to that part. All right, and now I am prepared for your social. I only need it once.
Okay. 513-48-3373.
Thank you very much for that. And I'm submitting it now.
Okay.
Perfect. So no deposit required.
Good. Now you're forgetting what my social is.
Exactly.
Good.
And I know that we discussed the discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. At the moment, I'm going to select no, because if I do select yes, it will ask me for that routing and account number. So I'm going to bypass that, and we'll have you go ahead and add it. Or if you have difficulty with the online, you can also give us a call back. We'll be more than happy to go ahead and do that for you.
Okay, great.
And how did you hear about Archtop? Was it just our vehicles that have been doing the work, or did you receive any direct mail, a referral?
Newspaper and direct mail.
Awesome. And is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as like buried wires, septic tank, maybe any loose dogs running around?
Yeah, a vicious killer dog. No, I don't have anything.
Yeah. I like to throw that in there just to kind of lighten the mood.
Yeah, well, I think it's important. No, I think they should have no trouble. The only thing is I am leaving town the next day.
Okay.
So no delays unless it's for more than a week.
Okay, yeah, no worries. And I mean, once we schedule it, we can go ahead and schedule it, or we can schedule for a day that's better for you.
And I'm currently a subscriber to Spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take care of, how do I turn that off?
So it would be up to you, but the thing is that we recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with Spectrum, because we want you to remain connected and not have any like period in between. Because if you tell Spectrum, okay, well, I'm no longer going to have service on such and such date, and then your install ends up and they cancel it like 2 days prior to your install, then you would have no Wi-Fi for, you know, those couple of days. We want you to stay connected. So we want to make sure that we are fully up and running in your home, and then you can go ahead and cancel.
I'm just thinking, I don't know when the billing cycle starts for Spectrum, but if it starts on the first of the month, then I'm going to end up double paying for the month of October.
So I know that my billing cycle, at least with my company, is it varies from company to company. So like the cable company that I had, I know that like my bill would be due on the 30th, and then the new billing cycle would be, you know, starting on whatever date. But if you check your bill, it should show when your billing cycle is. It should show specific dates.
I mean, I know there'll be a little overlap, but I'd prefer not to have it be an entire month.
Oh, yeah, no, but also a lot of companies also prorate, so if you only, like, use, like, a day or two, they won't, like, have you pay for the whole month.
Okay. All right. Not going to worry about it then. Okay.
So I would definitely check with Spectrum on that, but I don't see why they would charge you for a full month if you don't use the full month.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I know the cable company that I had would prorate it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. And, okay, so just a few more. Did you have any questions or comments for the tech by chance?
No.
Okay. Just figure I asked that just so that in case there were anything that you were concerned with, maybe we might be able to go ahead and, you know, answer those questions for you either during the install or before installation or even through me.
By the way, I have one router, a standard router right now, that's good for my whole house.
Oh, yes. And we provide the router and the modem all included in the price. There are no taxes or fees on top of it. All of that is included as well. The only thing that we would ever have like an additional charge for is like if you wanted phone service or if you wanted to get a Wi-Fi extender. Wi-Fi extenders are $7.99 a month.
Okay.
So everything, at least with the 1 gig speed, all of that is included with the pricing.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. What they will do is they may install the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary cable may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And again, if you with Spectrum to maintain your consistent connection, we recommend that our new customers wait until fiber services are fully installed before canceling with your current provider. The gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is also the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit, which is a pre-labeled box, to return all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber does reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you might have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can always visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address that you provided to me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yeah, I agree to that.
Perfect. All right. And let me go ahead and see if I can get you scheduled. Because you did say the September 30th would be good.
Yeah.
All right, and it does take a few minutes for the system to grab that information, but let's take a look at the calendar at least. So on September 30th, we have actually quite a few appointments available. So we have 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m.
Let's do 8 a.m.
You want to do 8 a.m.? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Can gladly do that for you. And of course, you will receive an email prior to your installation appointment to confirm and remind you a few days prior.
Okay.
So just bear with me. Okay. So I've got you down for 8 a.m. on the 30th of September, okay?
Okay.
So you are all set. Did you have any other questions for me today?
What were the other times?
We have
8 and 10.
8, 10, 1, and 3.
God, I hate to do this, but really 3 would be better.
3 p.m.? Okay,
yeah.
No worries. I'll switch that over. No worries.
Okay.
All right, so I've got you down for 3 p.m.
Good.
On September 30th, which the September 30th is I believe it's a Monday. Let me just take a look.
I think it is, yeah.
It is Monday, yep. Monday, September 30th.
Okay, you want to tell me how to get to the account portal?
Yes. So in your email, you should receive an automated email that will say, please click here to sign up with your temporary password. It should send you a temporary password.
Okay.
It may take a few minutes before you receive it. So I would just keep an eye out on it in your inbox. Also check spam in case it goes to the spam folder or junk folder. And then you would be able to log in and do everything from there, manage your account.
Great.
It does not send you a temporary password, you can also do a reset password on the archtopfiber.com website when you click login.
Okay.
So when you click on sign in, you would be able to reset your password at that point. But I would just wait for that initial email.
Okay. I can do that.
Perfect. Did you have any other questions for me today?
No, that's great.
All right, William, it's been a pleasure, and I thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Well, thank you. Hope you do too, CJ.
Please. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay.